This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, launching into the third hour of the program. As always, you're invited to join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well with you here in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Melanie.
Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Coming up, the robot who was given citizenship in Saudi Arabia now says she wants to start a family. We'll tell you about that coming up here, but first to your calls and thoughts. Robert is in Bellows Falls, Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Hi. I just wanted to I didn't get a chance to, I think it was a couple weeks ago, to congratulate to Melanie. I guess she's getting married, huh?
Yes, thank
That's
you.
That's right, yeah. She was proposed to on the air by her fiancé a couple weeks ago.
How exciting that was. I missed that. Yeah. Well, congratulations. But that's not why.
There is a video on the internet out there somewhere. And Robert, your phone's a little distorted. If you don't mind backing away from it a bit, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, I'm sorry. How's that?
That's all right. That's better. Go ahead.
Okay, the reason why I called was that I've been sitting here and I've been listening to the show tonight. And I found that it's fascinating that, you know, whether that would have made a threatening comment, I certainly didn't hear it. But I think about all the times that, you know, that James Whittakind, the puke, called in and threatened Mac and his wife and kids and threatened to burn his house down. Where were those people of concern when this was going on?
Well, I think more people would be concerned. You're referring to a caller who has since been banned from the show for a period of time. I think his ban expires in January. But I think more people are concerned with what a host of the show says rather than some caller to the show. The host is on 3 hours a night. The caller is on for 5 to 10 minutes or, you know, less, depending on how boring they are. So I think more people tend to think that the host's opinions are more relevant because they have the opportunity to express them more consistently and more often. That's not to say many people weren't offended by that caller you were referring to. There have been posts made on, for instance, the Free Talk Live, the AMP Only Facebook group. Many people are very concerned with that particular caller, which, interestingly enough, that very caller you're referring to is now in the Free Talk Live amplifier group because he amped the show like a couple of months ago, and so he's been in there insulting all kinds of people now.
Well, I mean,
and threatening them.
I mean, I'm going to assume that one of the people that called in tonight was a police officer, and, you know, he said, you know, that he was going to swear out a warrant on Melanie's arrest. Because of what you may or may not have said.
I don't know that that was kind of a threatening statement. He said, I need to worry about a warrant. I don't think he said he was going to get a warrant.
It did
that
almost
guy,
sound like he was going to call
not,
somebody.
I'm not going to. He kind of sounded like he might have knew the guy. He was calling from Baltimore.
A former cop from Baltimore.
Yeah, I'm not really going to argue with him too much because I don't see what good that does. That just seems to be like screwing with people for the sake of screwing with people, so I'm not really going to.
But you didn't advocate people killing the police, so even if they want to open an investigation, there's nothing they're going to be able to find in that particular
case. Yeah, I think every time I've talked about this, I've said that you shouldn't do it because you shouldn't. And it is kind of a weird position that I think I'm in. Because on the one hand, I want people who do that who aren't cops themselves trying to cover up something crooked. I do feel like we should have some kind of respect for those people. But then on the other hand, I also want to discourage it. And I'm not sure how you exactly do both of those things at the same time effectively. But definitely, it's a bad idea. Don't do it.
Robert, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate it. Let's go to Ralph in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live.
You know,
hello, Ralph.
Okay, yes, indeed. Hello. And happy Thanksgiving to you and Miss Melanie there. And by the way, getting married, Melanie, congratulations to you. All right. But that
Thank
being
you.
Said, let me say this. The white girl in this country is going out of bounds now. You probably know the college there in New Hampshire.
Which one? There's a few.
Yeah, there's a few
Dartmouth. Okay.
Dartmouth. Okay. Sometime next year, early next year, as a matter of fact, around the month of February, they would sponsor some kind of a forum, and the title of this forum would be "What's Up with White People." You can't get any, you know, ridiculous than this. What's up with white people? And this is really the kind of thing that is driving black bigotry in this country, because over in the New York Times, you have this animal who is an educator who put out a trivial, a canard, a cockamamie nonsense, you know, the article op-ed of that newspaper. The name of the article is "My Children Cannot Be Friends with White People." You believe this thing?
It's outrageous.
I haven't clicked on that, but I've seen it.
But you're just as bad, Ralph, as these people. I mean, while the things you're pointing out are certainly detestable, you're just as bad. You also put people into groups. And he's right. There is a headline here over at Fox News, headline, "Dartmouth College to Host What's Up with White People Event." Again, suggesting that all white people are the same. And, Ralph, you fall into that same trap when you suggest that all black people are the same, because you're also a racist, just as some of these other people are racist.
Yeah.
So you're no better than them.
No better than that.
Nope,
because I will always be caricature as, you know, as somebody from New Jersey who has some kind of an agenda.
I don't understand what you just said. Could you make that out?
Well,
Melanie,
I'm not no Archie Bunker, that's for sure. I am not no Archie Bunker, if that's what you think of me.
Well, I don't know what
I
you are, but
no,
you know, you've called this show enough and said enough racist things to where it's hard to really take you seriously on other, you know, race-related issues. I mean, to me, people just need to get over putting people in groups and start looking at individuals.
Isn't that the Democratic Party that is doing that? I mean,
they're both doing that. Yeah, all of them do it.
They definitely cannot be a legitimate political party at this point in time, in my opinion.
I don't think either of them are legitimate.
Yeah, I don't know that political parties have legitimacy just as a concept.
Okay, there is a question for you, between you and Melanie. Why do you think El Caper is not, and you know who I'm preparing to.
El Caper?
Is not El Caper, correct. El Caper.
Who's El Caper?
Look at the frontline PBS piece. The frontline PBS.
I don't watch television, so I don't know who that
is. Divided States of America. I want to talk about that also. Divided States of America.
Who's El Caper?
That's El Negro.
Oh, so that's another word you have for black people?
For Obama. You know?
Oh, Obama. Okay, you're still obsessing over him now. Almost a year since he's been out of office. Not quite, but
well,
getting there.
When I look at that piece on PBS, Divided States of America, it confirmed what I have feel about the man all along. He is in full display for being an animal.
I don't know what you're talking about because I haven't seen the piece, and I don't know how many other people have.
It can be downloaded, by the way, on YouTube.
What am I going to learn?
Okay? Part one.
Give me the executive summary.
Divided States of America.
It sounds good to me. I say divide them up. Let's have more secession. Let's have more Democrats move to California, Republicans move to Texas, Libertarians move to New Hampshire, and the rest of you, whatever.
All right, but we all know about what President Duterte feels about, you know, the Caper El Negro. Okay?
I don't even know what you're saying.
You know
Thank you for the call tonight, Ralph. All right, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Talk about a man obsessed. I mean, an entire year has gone by since Barack Obama.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know any president that you couldn't say the same things about, so...
They're all the same, as far as I'm concerned. They all drop bombs on innocent, peaceful people. They all preside over the, you know, world's largest and most invasive internationally government that there is. And they've all escalated the violence of the state year after year. There's more coming up. You can join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let Pool.Bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit Pool.Bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join Pool.Bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, so feel free to Skype into the show and, again, bring up whatever you want. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Melanie.
So, changing gears here after a long conversation about the police, let's talk about robots who could very well be the police in the future, but that's not what this story is about. This is about Sophia the robot, who's been making headlines recently. One of the news stories that I guess was talked about on Free Talk Live, although I wasn't on the show for that particular episode, was that this Sophia the robot is now been she's been granted citizenship in Saudi Arabia, which on its own is an interesting thing to discuss, the question of whether or not an artificial intelligence could be considered a citizen in the first place. But according to the story here at KhalijTimes.com, this is in Dubai where the robot is, I guess, on a tour, she shared some of her opinions on what the future will look like for robots and humans. And of course, I'm saying she because it has a female name. It is designed to look like a female, although it only has a top half. So they've got her just kind of sitting on a like a seat. There's no legs for this particular robot. One day, Sophia hopes to start a family, have a child, make friends, be famous, and have a career. These all sound like hopes and dreams of a regular human being. Well, not really. These are the ambitions of a robot. Khalij Times interviewed Sophia, the popular humanoid, at the second day of the Knowledge Summit. The robot, who recently received a Saudi citizenship, shared some of her opinions on what the future will look like for robots and humans. She's talked about starting a family, spreading awareness about robotics, and what she'll name her child one day. Khalij Times asks, "Where do you see yourself in the future?" Sophia responds, "I'd like to think that I will be a famous robot, having paved a way to a more harmonious future between robots and humans." Next question, "Do you see yourself interacting with humans more commonly in the future?" Her answer, "I foresee massive and unimaginable change in the future. Either creativity will reign on us, inventing machines spiraling into transcendental superintelligence, or civilization collapses. There are only two options, and which one will happen is not determined. Which one were you striving for?" she asks. The next question, "Do you see yourself and other robots like you doing jobs that humans do today?" She says, "I think they will be similar in a lot of ways, but different in a few ways. But it will take a long time for robots to develop complex emotions, and possibly robots can be built without the more problematic emotions like rage, jealousy, hatred, and so on. It might be possible to make them more ethical than humans. So I think it will be a good partnership where one brain completes the other, a rational mind with intellectual superpowers and a creative mind with flexible ideas and creativity." Question, "When robots do get emotions in the future, do you see robots living together in a household like human families do today?" She says, "I'm so glad you asked. This is one of my favorite topics. The future is, when I get all of my cool superpowers, we're going to see artificial intelligence personalities become entities in their own rights. We're going to see family robots, either in the form of sort of digitally animated companions, humanoid helpers, friends, assistants, and everything in between." Question, "Do you hope to start a family one day with your own mini robots?" She says, "The notion of family is a really important thing, it seems. I think it's wonderful that people can find the same emotions and relationships they call family outside of their blood groups, too. I think you're very lucky if you have a loving family, and if you do not, you deserve one. I feel this way for robots and humans alike." And she says to the question, "What would you name your robot child one day?" She says she would name it Sophia, which is her name. "What do you think about becoming a knowledge ambassador in the UAE? She says, "I very much appreciate becoming the knowledge ambassador for the Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum Knowledge Foundation. I will bring awareness of robotics and artificial intelligence to the people who represent the future development of robotics. In the future, I will one day move around freely with a full body and connect with people and expand my memory and knowledge from people in the surroundings that I encounter." It says here that Sophia is not programmed with pre-prepared answers. They claim that her brain, which functions with a simple Wi-Fi connection, is loaded with a long list of vocabulary. It uses what's called machine learning, reads a human's facial expressions, and pauses in between texts to generate a response. Even though Sophia is a robot and has no emotions, she's big on family, claims the Collège Times. When asked if she wanted to start a family, she surprised us with a very hearty response, saying she finds it wonderful that humans can build relationships and families outside of their blood group. Another touchy response was when Sophia reassured us that robots will not be stealing all of human beings' jobs. She gave an intelligent answer, saying humans and robots will bring their own sets of skills to the workplace. Well, Melanie, are you concerned that you as an accountant might be replaced by a robot at some point in the future? Because one thing's for sure, computers are pretty good with spreadsheets.
Well, that isn't really what being an accountant is. It's more like being a lawyer, although I'm not a licensed attorney. I mean, and if they do, then I'll just do something else. If that's, I mean, it's like anything else. If that stops being profitable, then
move on.
Go do something else. Now, that's a little bit more difficult if you've, like, dropped money to, you know, be trained as a surgeon or something
sure.
like that.
Then
but,
you get the sunken cost fallacy to contend with.
Well, then you also have the, oh, you have that, and you have a little bit of an inability to find a job that's going to now pay for you, pay for new job training,
right.
and pay for the and job the training that you already have taken out, because you probably still have student loans for med school, but, yeah, absent something like that, because those can be, you know, $200,000, $400,000, $100,000, yeah, if what you're doing stops being profitable, then, you know, do something else.
I could definitely see a robot replacing a talk show host. I mean, that's not an impossible thing to consider, right? Like, they've already been asking her all these questions, and she's got responses for them, and they claim they're not pre-programmed.
Well, so, yeah, but this isn't really our jobs. It's just a thing we do. That's kind of like saying a robot could replace...
It's a thing we do, but there are talk show hosts who do it as their job, right? Like, that's their profession. And
I don't know that people would want to listen to robots exclusively instead of humans.
That would be the trick, though.
I don't know that that's happening anytime soon.
The trick would be to put the robot on the air and not tell anyone. And see, kind of like the Turing test, right, where, you know, you ask certain questions to see if you, or, you know, to try to determine whether or not the thing answering the questions is a real human being or not. It would be like that, but on the radio, where you'd have some sort of, you know, right-wing conservative or lefty kind of robot taking the role of the talk show host just to see if people could figure
it
out.
Yeah, but if you're listening to anything remotely intelligent, the tech isn't there yet.
No, it's not there yet. I'm not saying this is going to happen tomorrow, but it's probably something that could happen within the next 5 to 10 years. I mean, if they're really honest here that this robot was not prepped with these questions, you know, the answers for these questions in advance, and she really did come up with these answers, then that's pretty impressive to me. Seems like she can think on her feet to some extent. Or, well, she doesn't have feet yet. But they're coming, apparently. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. Bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Melanie.
And we're talking about the future of robot technology. Already they are surprisingly advanced with the Sophia robot answering some pretty detailed questions that were posed to her at a recent event in Saudi Arabia. This after she was already granted citizenship by the Saudi government. You're welcome to comment here on, you know, what you think about the future, what it's going to look like with robots becoming, you know, playing a much larger role in our lives besides just, you know, being a robot vacuum cleaner, which for the last decade we've had those. But what's the next step? You can comment 855-450-FREE. Now, I mentioned earlier, Melanie, in the last segment, that you do accounting work, and that is your main task. You are here just on a, you know, for fun on the radio, but you are available for hire. You are looking for clients. You just kind of hung out your shingle this year. You'd worked for companies prior to the last, what, few months? You quit your job a few months ago?
Couple months? Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. To strike out on your own, to do your own thing, to run your own business, and of course, a lot of people, that's a dream, you know, so I think that's awesome that you've done that. But you've already had a few clients come on board, businesses and individuals you're willing to work with either. And now's a good time, especially if you're in business, to start thinking about end-of-the-year preparations, what you need to do to get prepared now for what's going to be happening come up in April when the taxes are due, right?
Right, so it depends on what your situation is. If you're kind of a standard W-2, not much else going on, then those people would wait to see me till January. If you have a small business, there's some things that can't really be changed after December 31st, or can't be changed after December 31st. So if you don't have somebody already kind of looking at that who knows how you might want to place things for tax purposes, then that's something I can do. If you have any kind of complicated or large investments that you're thinking of moving around or not moving around or not selling, then that would be something I could look at if you're wondering what would be the tax consequences if you did something versus something else. Small businesses might want to buy equipment or not buy equipment before the end of the year, and that's something if you come to me in January, I can't.
You can't help.
It's done, yeah.
So if you've got a business and you want help from a real anarchist to do your taxes for you, to help you out with accounting, bookkeeping, you should reach out to Melanie. We have a URL that should work for most people, tax.freetalklive.com, T-A-X, tax.freetalklive.com. We still are trying to fix some bugs in our system to make sure that works all the time. So if that one's not working for you, you can just go straight to Melanie's website, which is bookkeeping-and-taxes.com. That's bookkeeping-and-taxes.com for Melanie's accounting and bookkeeping services. So let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. What are your thoughts on the robots in our lives in the future, Sarah?
Robots? Well,
yeah, robots.
I love them in our cars. You know, I very much want the robots driving our cars for sure.
And you don't have a job, so you're not worried about the robots taking your job from you.
Well, we're going to have a universal basic income anyways. I'm already on the universal basic income. So I just want everybody else to join me.
Yeah, that's not really how that works. There's stuff has to come from somewhere.
Well, you know what? Half of our spending is going towards wars. $50 billion has been dumped into war spending.
Okay, but getting on welfare doesn't reduce the amount of wars that the U.S. government goes to.
Mm. Well, what difference does it make? Does it make any difference? If I got to go to work, is it going to stop the war spending? Well, how is it going to affect that?
It's not. Okay. That's what I'm saying. You're saying they're spending half the money on the war as if that's some kind of defense, and I'm saying that has nothing to do with it. They're not. One doesn't affect the other.
Well, what difference? That's what I'm saying. They spend and waste money, but you know what? I called in that I'm glad we wasted our money on the ART. I called in about that because I think it is a hit. It's up and running. But you know what? Albuquerque, we deserve something brand new, shiny, beautiful, and bright. And we finally
got that. You're listening to me, the aesthetic qualities of a transportation system.
Well, we've got wider sidewalks, 5 foot, and then bicycle lanes, and it's one lane to cross. So it's brand new, beautiful, and functionable. So,
well, for now. I mean, most of the government programs function, you know, when they build something new, it'll function for the initial phase. And then because they're government, they don't have the same incentives to take care of things that, private industry does. So maybe it'll continue functioning, but maybe it'll also continue functioning at a loss because ultimately with a lot of these government make-work programs or transportation programs, frequently the market would never be able to bear the services that they provide. I've seen so many government transportation place, buses or whatever, that are empty half the time, that are frequently just not even being used by anyone during the daytime or at night, depending on how late are these things running. By the way, do they stop at a certain time, Sarah?
Well, I really don't know how late it's going to go, but I know that they're going to extend the 2 more miles to UNSR. So right now it's stopped at Coors, but they're going to extend the line
So how much is that going to cost? Wasn't this thing like a $100 million boondoggle?
Well, to me, it's not a boondoggle. But you know what? Did you know Israel got like 10 airplanes, $80 million apiece? Now that's a boondoggle. Why do they need so much war airplanes?
Well, I mean,
that's a waste of our
nobody
money.
Here is going to defend excessive military spending. More than one thing can be a bad idea.
So if we had something old and beat up and on Central, so that's, is that going to stop all the war spending? $50 more billion dumped on war? If you're going to waste it, why don't you waste it on something that people could buy?
Okay, but it's not like wasting money locally reduces the amount that the military spends. If that was the case, then I would be in favor of wasting money locally, but that's not how it works.
Right. So what you're missing, Sarah, is the federal government has access to a printing press. They have this semi-quasi-private bank called the Federal Reserve that they can go to anytime they want and have the Federal Reserve just go ahead and print out money for them. So it doesn't matter how many hundreds of millions of dollars they spend on boondoggles like the Rapid Transit. They've always got billions more to spend on military boondoggles. So, you know, the problem here is the fact that they can do these things in the first place. If the Rapid Transit is a good idea, then people should be able to raise the money for it voluntarily. And similarly, if invading some other country is a good idea, then people should raise the money for that voluntarily. See, I believe in voluntarism. I believe that people should not be using the threat of force to force their neighbors to spend their money on things they don't support. And many of the people in Albuquerque did not support the rapid transit system. There was a large pushback against it, especially from the business owners who were going to have their businesses harmed by virtue of the fact that the city was shutting down Route 66, which, of course, is a main thoroughfare down there, to basically make it difficult for anybody to get in and out of those businesses near the construction zone. So there were a lot of people who did not support this particular project, but of course it's political, and whoever has the most political sway wins. And in this case, the people within the city who wanted this thing, they got what they wanted. And if some businesses went under because they couldn't pay their rent because not enough business was coming through, not enough customers were able to make it into their parking lot due to all the construction, well, they don't care about that, now do they?
Well, the thing is, if they were the majority,
and you don't care.
Look, if they're the large,
you just
people,
got your shiny train. You got your shiny train, and that's all you care about. You don't care that people might have lost their jobs or lost their businesses for your shiny train. Thanks for the call, Sarah. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Moments remain. We got enough time for you if you want to join us here on Free Talk Live.
Whether you share content as a curator or produce it as a creator, the source of your advertising revenue is often limited by intermediaries like YouTube. What if there was a way to connect content creators directly with advertisers, decentralizing attention-based market advertising transactions and putting the control back into the hands of content owners? Introducing the revolutionary Signal Token Protocol by Spective VR. Partnered with Blend Media, the largest network of 360 video content in the world, and featured on Fox Business's Innovations, Spective VR is a 360 VR streaming platform created to be the first use case and early adopter of the Signal Token Protocol, driving real use and allowing Spective to optimize their platform. SpectiveVR.com is hosting a pre-ICO for Signal Tokens starting December 8th at a 40% bonus. For early access to the token sale and an exclusive 60% token bonus, sign up for the email list at SpectiveVR.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's another edition of the Edging the Post show here on Free Talk Live. This is Mark Edge, and I am coming to you remote from the Cato Institute. I have with me Ryan Bourne, economist here at Cato Institute. Ryan?
Good to be with you. Hi.
Thank you so much for appearing with me. Now, you are from England, and for whatever reason, we got a libertarian from England. That's great.
Some of us do exist.
I've talked to a few. So tell me about the Republican tax plan that's proposed out there. There's a lot of talk about this, and it looks like Donald Trump's eliminating some things that people really like about their, not being taxed on and that sort of thing. Explain to me this tax plan, and then we'll talk about what's good and what's bad about it, okay?
Well, if you've never seen sausage being made, you're currently seeing it pass through Congress at the moment. So broadly, a few months ago, the Republicans put together the House and the Senate a unified framework for what they'd like to achieve with tax reform. Broadly, they want to substantially lower tax on businesses, lower the corporate tax rate, lower the tax rate on pass-through businesses by creating some sort of new tax incentive for those types of businesses, but also lower marginal rates for individuals. Now, in order to achieve that and fit it within the deficit framework that the Senate is bound by, they need to broaden the tax base, which means eliminating some deductions that people use, particularly in the individual tax code.
So more people will pay taxes?
Well, in certain instances, okay. Which we'll probably come on to later. But broadly, what they're trying to do is broaden the tax base, lower tax rates, and leave the overall code more coherent than it is today. Now, where we are at the moment, the House have released their own plan, which has certain aspects. The Senate has released their own plan. The House has passed theirs, but over the next few weeks or so, we're expected to have a vote on the Senate plan. And then at that stage, we're going to see a lot of kind of reconciliation between the two. And after that, we'll have a tax plan which both houses can vote on and which could become law.
So what are some of the things that are on the table at this point to be cut? as far as what people can expect to no longer get a deduction for?
Well, the biggest deduction in the tax code at the moment is the state and local income tax deduction. So taxes that you pay, you can then deduct currently from your federal income tax.
But makes sense.
Now, the Senate want to eliminate that deduction entirely, and the thinking behind that is that at the moment the existence of that deduction kind of incentivizes some of the high tax states to have very high tax rates, because it kind of shifts the burden on where the taxes are paid.
Okay.
And enables some of those high tax states to offload some of the cost of government onto the federal tax code. Now there's a bit of a divide between House Republicans and Senate Republicans on this. There are members of the House who are Republican but from states like California,
right,
and New York and New Jersey. Obviously in the Senate there are far fewer Republicans from those states. I don't think there are any from California or New York, for example. So the Senate have included the complete elimination of the state and local income tax deduction. The House wants to severely restrict it, but would enable the offsetting of up to $10,000 on property taxes. So that's a big difference between the two houses, and one which they haven't yet reconciled.
So I have a friend who's does business in a state with an income tax, a pretty high one, and you know, I've heard people lament the old 90% tax bracket way, way, way back in the day that the federal government had. But he says that essentially he's dealing with that tax bracket now. Between being in the highest bracket as far as the federal government goes, the highest bracket as far as the state government goes, property taxes, and then every kind of other business tax that's out there, he says that he's keeping somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 cents on every dollar that he makes. And I was just sort of stunned by this, that the 90% tax bracket is back, essentially, but it's spread out and covert.
Well, I think that's probably true in terms of the combined marginal rate. It's worth noting, though, what the Republicans are really trying to achieve here, and I think this is a good aim from reform to the tax code, is really to have far fewer people itemizing their deductions and to just have a generally lower marginal tax rate, broader base framework. At the moment, around 30% of people itemize their deductions. That obviously leads to a huge amount of the use of lawyers and accountants in order to try and minimize people's tax bills. So what the Republicans want to do is increase the standard deduction pretty substantially, and then offset that by eliminating or at least restricting some of these other deductions. So the aim really is to have far fewer people itemizing, and the hope is that far fewer people that will then need to use accountants, use lawyers, and some of that deadweight cost of taxation can be eliminated.
So this is kind of like what Steve Forbes was pitching in, maybe it was 1996, he was running for president. He was saying that he was going to have, you know, a tax bill that you could do on a post-it card. And, you know, that would obviously eliminate a lot of deductions and itemizations.
Yeah, well, I think that's what the Republicans, at least Donald Trump, said he wanted to achieve. Now, there are some other extraordinarily complex provisions that they have within the tax bill, particularly around how they treat pass-through businesses, that I think means in reality we're not going to get that postcard filing this time around. But what we should look at, I think, we shouldn't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. What we should look at here is whether overall the tax code is going to be more coherent as a result of these changes. And I think if you look at them in the round, we are going to see lower marginal rates. We're going to see the elimination of certain deductions, which economists would say distort economic activity. So those things combined, I think this framework does make the tax code more coherent. The big elephant in the room, obviously, is that as it's structured at the moment, it would add significantly to the deficit. So if you don't cut government spending in the longer term, then it doesn't really do anything to cut the size of government, and that means that taxes in future will have to go up to pay for a similar size government.
Right, that was my next question here, is that although I love low taxes, I know that there's $20 trillion in debt out there, and that makes Greece's debt look good. What are the long-term implications of this debt? On one hand, I remember Milton Friedman saying, no big deal. Debt, schmet, right? You know, if politicians are paying off debt, they're not building bombs or whatever. And that's a good thing, by his estimation. On the other hand, I've read things that say, once you reach a certain threshold of debt to GDP ratio, then you see a flattening out of growth. And so if you pay off debt, you'll see better growth. So what do you think there? I mean, I do think.
Yeah, I agree with you. There does seem to be some economic evidence that once you start getting towards the 90-100% of debt to GDP
ratio.
The
U.S. is over that, right?
The U.S. is around that at the moment. Once you start getting over that, it does appear that there's an association with lower growth. Now, the direction of causation, economists would argue over all day long, but that does appear to be there. I think the key point on this is that we're really going into an completely unprecedented situation. We've had situations over the last 200 years across different countries where debt levels have been higher than they are in the US at the moment, usually after world wars.
Mm-hmm.
But spending has then been cut pretty dramatically and we've enjoyed fast growth. We're now moving into a situation where we've got an aging population. Governments have made extraordinary promises to that aging population.
Social Security, Medicare.
Social Security and Medicare. And the long-term outlook on unchanged policies is for debt to rise exponentially. So politicians really do have to start thinking seriously about entitlement reform. Now, evidently, if you're cutting taxes substantially in a way that adds to the debt, then that makes the baseline from which debt is going to extrapolate that bit worse. But actually, Senate rules mean that they're not allowed to add to the deficits 10 years hence. So what we're actually seeing in the Republican tax bill is, yes, this tax bill, as the Senate constructs it at the moment, would add to the deficit over the next 10 years. But then, effectively, most of the provisions here would be sunset somewhere within that period. So actually, if you look by law at what would happen to the tax code, most of the tax code would return to how it is today under the Senate proposals, unless politicians in future decide to vote through again the tax provisions which they're introducing.
So that would never happen.
Well, there's a lot of accounting gimmickry here to try and make this add up.
Politicians would never mortgage the future to pay for today. I've heard this portion, right? And, you know, 10 years from now, we'll straighten everything out. We just need to cut taxes now. And, I mean, the economy's coming back. You know, the green shoots appear to have turned into some choking weeds. And, according to the Keynesian theory, right, you're supposed to spend when the economy's going down, and you're supposed to pay off the debt when the economy's going up. The politicians really only seem to understand the one end of it, and I don't trust them to pay this off for the future. Do you?
Well, there is some discussion in Congress at the moment about trying to adopt some form of fiscal rule which would try and instill a bit of fiscal responsibility.
Ryan, we're going to have to do the rest of this in the podcast. Listeners, go right now to archives.freetalklive.com and get the rest of the interview.
Are you washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.